Hello, nerds, and welcome to Gassing About Games. My name's Greg.
And I'm Sam, and it's a very special episode this month.
Yeah, you may notice a slight difference in audio.
Yes.
We apologise for that. But we're doing a special episode, Sam. What are we up to?
We're going to the very special Maidstone Comic-Con
convention. Ooh, yeah, very exciting.
Yes.
So we are now going to cut to us just about heading in to Maidstone Comic-Con, which is quite a weird experience for us because I've not been to this leisure centre in probably about 20 years for any reason whatsoever. So I'm looking forward to going back in and seeing what's changed, and you will hear us surprised and confused momentarily. All right, thank you for listening. Bye. And now we're going to go in.
And experience the Comic-Con.
Are you excited, Sam? Do you have any expectations for this Comic-Con as we wander our way?
Yes, all the expectations.
You
do? I'm just looking at, people have got a lot of artwork, I see.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of like art stuff.
And I see people dressed up as lots of like anime stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of anime
and
stuff.
There's a guy dressed as a mime?
Not Mr. Mime, I hope. Oh no, he's the guy from, what's that movie called? The horror movie. The Punisher? Is that right? Comic-Con's to the left.
Oh, free car parking.
There you go, even better, right?
I see. Wow. Oh, I feel like we should have dressed up.
Sam, look, we can have a photo with the minions.
Oh, cool. Oh, what's this exercise area?
Yeah, that's what I need. I've got some retro gaming stuff. What have they got? Xbox 360, a GameCube, PS2. Love it.
Ghostbusters. Nice.
That's very cool. Lots of Ghostbusters props. So yeah, they do
a lot
like
of stuff already.
Yeah, so they do. So the talks are in there. Oh, Brian Blessed is doing the talks. Okay. Well, do you want to start in here then, as you walked in? Let's go have a look around.
Here's where all the merch is then.
So yeah, there's a lot of merchy stuff in here.
Pokemon swords. Oh, Pokemon cards.
Swords. Of course, as is normal.
Oh, cool. Oh, it's sort of like independent artist as well, isn't it? I think.
Yeah. Goofy, I like Goofy. Thank you, love Goofy movie.
Stickers.
There's loads of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a lot.
Yeah. I was having an annual book.
Are you starting your pop figurine collection?
No, there's too many.
There's never too many. Look at some of these lovely t-shirts.
Nice.
It's already bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah. Look how popular it is. I didn't expect it to be this popular.
No. Oh, they've got a lot of fig bins.
Oh, they've got a straw hat as well. Oh no. Get away.
No, don't worry. These are fig bins. I've got a couple of these, but not loads.
These are different.
They are Disney. They're not like proper Disney ones.
Really? Okay.
But they kind of count.
Okay.
So some people do trade them, some people don't.
Mm.
But yeah, they are cool the way they come in the box.
And they're more for displaying, aren't they, I guess?
Yeah. I've got a couple, but not loads.
That's cool.
So, yeah. Lanyards. And then some fun pins over here.
Badges. Oh, there's so much stuff.
Street bags are dangerous as well.
That's
a slippery slope, Sam.
Donuts.
Oh, lunch.
That looks good.
A giant ass donut for lunch? How about that? How does that sound?
Ooh, I like these.
Oh, look, you can like sit up there. That's fun.
Oh, I like these. Look
at that. There's a lot of like 3D printed stuff.
Oh.
So yeah, they 3D print them and they look like crochet, which is very cool.
I like all of those. Well,
I want one of each.
I would quite like some of those. Oh, these.
And then actual crochet.
They're cool. Yeah, they're probably cooler. Actually, yeah. Much cooler. Jeez. Wow. That's a lot. Okay.
Oh, Sam, Star Wars art.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, I'm going to have a look through some of the bigger stuff.
These are comics? Like Comic-Con?
Yeah, that's crazy,
right?
The one. Yeah, exactly. We've done like a big long couple of rows.
We can see our first
comics. Oh, yeah, actually, Pokemon thing.
Are you going to get into comics, Sam? Are you going to be a comic girl? Do you want a giant 3D printed cartridge of Pokemon Red?
I think it'll be dangerous to start collecting comics, don't you?
I mean, it's up to you. I mean, I've started with Disney pin badges, so
yeah,
that's
true.
That's dangerous enough.
Maybe a tiny, small.
This is what, like me and Emily have been talking about pop figures, right? That's also dangerous.
Yeah, what's that? The
pop figurines.
Oh, okay.
Like, every now and again, I see one, I'm like, oh my god, I want it, and then you're like, no, I don't.
Lots of swords.
I don't think that child needs a giant sword.
That little two-year-old doesn't need a...
It seems dangerous. I don't think he could even hold that giant sword.
It looks...
Oh, here we go. Here's the dice stool.
Ah. Do you need dice?
Very cool.
Oh, they are cool.
I know, right?
You need to get into D&D, I think, to use them.
I do, yeah. So I got a set of dice, and the idea was I would use them at, like, Disney World to be like, what do we want to do today? You know? But then we never actually got around to the using them because we just kind of...
Okay.
Did whatever.
These are cool.
Oh, look at those Pokeballs. They're cool. Can you see those? Look, they're all like your favorite Pokemon. Yeah. Those Pokeballs. That's very cool. The Snorlax one is super cute.
Oh, Pokemon cards. I think you should definitely start collecting.
I should not start collecting. Emily was trying to encourage me to bring my Pokemon cards today to like see if anyone would look at them and see if they're worth grading. They're not.
Okay.
Stickers, badges, stickers, badges. There's lots of pins. This is a dangerous place for me to be, Sam.
I'm surprised how many pins there are, actually.
Yeah. There's a lot of pins.
It's Sonic as Wolverine.
That's cool.
The crossover we need.
Why does that C-3PO look so creepy? At
the
that's
back
just
on the C-3PO. Shelf. No, that's just what he looks like. Oh, with the hand, the creepy hand.
Yeah, creeps me out. I mean, C-3PO creeps
me
out.
He's pretty creepy.
He's a bit of a weirdo, isn't he? To be honest with you. Okay, so we've pretty much, oh, where did you go? What did you see? More comics. Are you going to end up buying comics by the end of the day?
Oh no, I was looking at
these. Oh no, you saw these. They're really cool, aren't they?
These things. Oh, I just saw that Pikachu.
Yeah. A dangerous place for me to be.
All right.
Unsafe place for me to spend
you said
all my money.
Bags, no.
Well, yeah, you just, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and it kind of is what it is.
Yeah.
But it scares me because I don't trust myself to be lucky enough to get anything good. You know what I mean? But yeah,
okay.
They got a lot of cool stuff though. I've seen some potential purchases.
Yes.
For me to purchase. Dumbledore, just walking around with a phoenix. Standard.
It's quite elaborate.
I know, right?
Okay.
I love that parent. Is that Dumbledore? And the kids are like, yes. And they're like, oh, he looks fairy. I like it. Okay. Further
weird,
in, yeah, it's an interesting venue. I'm guessing it's all like spaced out.
This is the
that's to the balcony.
Balcony, which is where we were.
And then I don't think there's anything further that way. So is that the space? Did we do it? Have we already done it?
Is it? I think that might be it.
We might have already done it.
Oh, okay.
But then where's the talks and stuff? No, I think we haven't seen it.
That's back where we were.
This is where we came in.
I think so. Are there more stuff that
is there more that way?
I think so. And upstairs. Okay. Oh, that's terrifying.
A friendly wave. It will be fine.
Oh, that's
I think,
so
yeah,
scary.
Maybe. Is there more this way?
Yeah.
This one? Let's have a peek in the spotlight bar.
Do a slight bit of exercise over here?
Yeah, let's do a quick round of exercise. Oh, the spotlight bar is literally a bar. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's
like
cool.
A...
I think? Yeah. By the looks of it.
Why is there a. Okay, fine.
Cool.
No questions.
All right. Yeah, no further questions.
Don't know what that's meant to be.
No, me neither. This is the thing, there's so many things that I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, I genuinely don't think that was anything. It might just be a
yeah, it could just
creation.
Be a fun new character for the for the moment.
Okay. Is that the Green Goblin?
Okay. Yeah, maybe. There's not overly obvious signage to tell us where to go.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Just follow the crowd, I guess.
Yeah.
These are the best ones.
So now we're, yeah, let's try back this way, I guess.
Where are people going to?
I don't want to, like, should we go look at the, let's go up on the balcony.
Oh, okay.
Let's try
maybe
the
balcony. There's more stuff up there.
Maybe.
Could well be.
So there's, yeah, there we go. There's an arrow that says
there's
balcony.
More stuff here, yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to have to wait
here. Oh, there might be more stools on the balcony, potentially.
Yeah, maybe. Here we go.
Right,
let's go.
Okay.
I haven't seen Pikachu yet, which...
oh, yeah, I was promised Pikachu.
Exactly.
Just follow the screaming children.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that must be where Pikachu is. Because the people love...
Cool.
Okay.
It's a husky. Okay, so here on the balcony we have... Oh, this is the talk section.
Okay.
So this is a, like, small stagey area for them to talk at people.
Okay.
And there's a photo op at the end.
You know, that Dumbledore is very impressive.
I know, right?
It's so good.
I'm going to take a quick snap.
Oh, good idea.
Because I feel like I should.
Do you want a... there's a scream guy wearing a scream mask with a knife there. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Just perfectly normal behaviour. Don't worry about it.
Do you want a selfie?
I was just going to do that. Bosh.
Can we get a...
Oh, you want to do a, like...
You can't really tell. We're at Comic-Con. There's no signs or anything.
No, it's fine.
Okay. Well, okay. When we find Pikachu...
Yeah. I was just looking out for something yellow, and what I'm seeing is these two guys in yellow.
Oh, we'll know when Pikachu's here.
We'll know. Everyone will start screaming.
The vibes.
Not like that guy. The screaming is an excitement. So yeah, that's cool.
I think I know who's going to win the best cosplay.
That's Dumbledore. That Dumbledore is awesome.
Yes.
It's really cool. Some of these like army guys and stuff. I saw Master Chief earlier.
The guy from Fallout. I can't remember what his thing is, but I don't think it's a very nice character.
Yeah, he probably has a name of some description.
Yeah.
Not really my area of expertise, that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is cool. All right, well, should we continue exploring?
Yes.
Okay. Now we'd look down on our... nobody's turned up for our booth to get a signature or anything. So
yeah, our meet and greet. Unsuccessful meet and greet.
Exactly. I was so hoping that, you know, the swarms of fans would be here for the meet and greet.
Yeah. I want to get, really.
I like some of the Pokemon things. Posters and stuff that we briefly looked at were cool.
Yeah.
I might like another look at some of the pins and stuff. Oh, there's a Five Nights at Freddy's guy over there. Right here in this row, right in front of us.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see him. Yes, that's terrifying.
Yeah, I know, right? Why are they all horror characters?
Yeah, don't know.
It's always the creepy ones, you know? Such creeposity. Okay. Do we want to go get some food? And then we'll have another look around.
Well, the only food I see is donuts, but there must be more food.
I think that the venue, as in the leisure centre, will have food.
Okay.
Let's try and figure that out. Yeah? Okay.
Careful of the...
Yes. I don't want to walk into that.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't know what it is.
It's shiny and green.
It kind of looks like a Dalek. But
it looks Dalek adjacent, but yes. I don't think it is a Dalek. Down?
Oh, there's actually people.
There's actually people moving fitness.
Oh, that's hilarious. I hope people didn't know it was coming on.
Yeah, I love that idea.
What is going on? I'm trying to do their fitness situation and we're just walking past. I'm training for a marathon.
In a gooey Dalek costume.
There's just a giant Pikachu chasing them for a motivation. You know, like the spin classes, but Pikachu.
I love that. I would go to a spin class if Pikachu was the instructor. And he shocked you if you didn't ride fast enough.
Absolutely.
That would be the vibe.
Okay, there seems to be... I don't see anyone carrying food. Oh, people
got drinks. I saw some people carrying those donuts earlier. There's also vending machines.
Oh, yeah, lots of donuts.
Brilliant donuts.
And swords.
I can't eat a sword, Sam. I'm not trained.
Goku nearly taken out by a door.
I know.
He's fine.
Okay. We need to keep an eye out and see if this GameCube ever becomes free.
Yes, double down.
Because, you know, we need to play some GameCube for sure.
The best.
Which is cool. Okay, right.
Oh, it's a very, very small Star Trek section.
Yeah, for sure. My stamp is barely noticeable, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah. I think it's animals. What's he cosplaying as? Military man? Or is he actually from the military? Okay, here we go.
I was hoping just to be like, hey, we're here for the Comic-Con, can we come in? There's Master Chief's over there, so presumably...
Oh, you think he's from Comic-Con?
I think he might be for the here for Comic-Con.
He's Master Chief here.
Is my guess.
Okay. That's strange.
Yeah, no, it's just... It's cool. Oh, these used to be ice slides.
Oh, yeah.
Poor flimes, it's hot in here, isn't it?
Really, really. Sorry,
I remember it used to be jungle themed.
now it's
many moons ago, and then it was ice themed, and now it's
volcanoes.
Yeah, whatever theme that is.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's get some. Whoa, the pool is. It is a bank holiday weekend, you know. But look how busy
the pool is. It's crazy.
Very busy.
It's crazy busy. I need an ice cold beverage, you know.
Yes, I also do.
And some dodgy cafe food. So what do you think so far? I think it's a bit smaller than I imagined.
Yeah.
It
being. Okay.
I thought it was going to be in the main. You know, there's like that really big moat hall that's like massive.
Mm.
It's not in there.
No, that's still for gym stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in here.
See, I wanted the real experience of being here in the leisure centre and having bad food.
How do you know it's going to be bad food?
It's always been wild to me that, like, this is the leisure centre, so the whole plot is that you, like, work out and exercise and be healthy.
Yeah.
And then they're selling you
chips,
hot dogs, pizzas, burgers, chips.
Well, they do have some healthy smoothies.
They do have some smoothie options.
Spinach smoothie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why anyone would want that, but yes,
kale and spinach.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have a deep dive into the Comic-Con in a minute.
Yeah. We can go outside.
Because
yeah.
I think there's, yeah, we need to. Oh, we'll go outside, cool off a little bit. Take a chill pill. And then we'll go reevaluate. I expected there to be another room, to be honest.
Yeah, I did as well. I don't know whether the meet and greets were up. Stairs
though, were they? On the balcony. Okay. So they were doing those. So there was two sections, I think. So there was the talk bit, which was on the as we first walked up those stairs.
Yeah.
And then there, at the back, there was the meet and greet / photo section. There was also some smaller signing tables in that far left corner. But yeah, it's
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What that is. It's not just a, it's like a very hard one, I guess.
Yeah, yes. Nice. It's the Merry Chef.
Oh, the Merry Chef.
That's what it says on the thing. If my eyes don't deceive me.
Merry Chief? No, Merry Chef.
Are you thinking it's like Master Chief?
The Merry Chief, yeah. The Master Chief of ovens.
Oh dear. Master Chief just in there cooking those pizzas.
That's where Master Chief came from.
Oh really? I didn't know that. I'm kind of looking forward to going outside.
Yes. Okay.
Because it's a blooming hot in here. I bet it's cooler down there, to be fair.
Okay, I look very confused.
Gym bro. Yeah, that's the thing. With it, like, being. Why is everyone dressed like a weirdo? And you're like, yep, hello.
These weirdos.
Yeah.
He's the one that's standing out.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the guy in the Master Chief.
No, he looks normal here.
Where's Pikachu?
I haven't seen
Pikachu.
I was promised Pikachu. Maybe he's only for the meet and greet. Maybe.
Okay.
You've got meet and or greet Pikachu.
Do we need to ask where?
Yeah.
Bring me my Pikachu.
Have you seen Pikachu anywhere?
Yeah, excuse me. I am on a hunt for a Pokemon, actually. Pikachu? He was meant to be here today. And now we get to continue our adventure.
Okay.
We are filled with pizza.
This way.
Yes, I think so. Just nearly crashed into Boba Fett.
What's the fat Boba Fett called?
Wobba Fett?
Is it Wobba Fett? You know, when he comes back.
There's no way. It's Wobba Fett. Kachan. What's his first name?
I don't know. All right, so what do we want to get?
Screen Mask? Hot Wheels?
These. Keyrings?
That's cool, that bottle opener that's shaped like the Millennium Falcon. It's only £5, that's a bargain.
What?
You know you want Chonky Pikachu.
I do want Chonky Chew.
Chonky Chew.
Kind of. Why is it £5? Okay, maybe we'll come back to Chonky
Chew. You want to maybe get Chonky Pikachu. And that's fine.
I want something that's Pokemon based.
Pokemon's a pretty good one.
Yeah, what are you feeling? Are you feeling...
I haven't seen anything that's jumped out at me yet.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean... Josh! You know, anything.
Well, I think you want that straw hat.
There's a lot of fig pins, which is dangerous for me. There's a lot of Disney princess ones.
Hercules is
Emily cool. Already has this. Figment. That's Figment. Her main. It's her main collection.
Oh, cool.
Who's under Mickey and Friends? Oh, that's Chip. No, that's Dale.
Album? Oh, it's not Album.
Dale. That'd be ridiculous. Also, that's Dale. No, that's Dale, that's Chip. I know which one is which, I just forget sometimes.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean I've forgotten. Haunted Mansion? That one's cool.
Do you need that?
Always. Hercules? There's a Hades one.
Oh, Hades.
There's some
cool
Disney ones in here, which is cool.
Disney villains? There's Cruella.
Villains, yeah, Cruella. Cruella DeVille.
Very Cruella.
She's evil. We don't know.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of Disney princess bins. And a lot of villains bins. And several Lion King pins. It's a pin of me.
You should Shaggy. Get you should get the Shaggy one.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't be encouraging that behaviour.
You mean you don't want to draw
attention to the fact that I look like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo? Yeah, no, I don't want anyone to know that. Ideally. The crochet style ones are very cool.
That's very cute, isn't it? The Pikachu's good. And the side up is good.
You got Kirby and the as baby well. Yoga. Just all of them, yeah.
Yeah, most of them are very cool.
It's a problem.
Is that?
Or they got the proper crochet stuff as well.
Yeah, I guess that's cooler that it's real, do you think? I don't know.
I don't know, it's up to you.
Oh, there's a toad. That's also a possibility.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Wait,
I know, right?
What are they? Oh, science.
Oh, cool. Yeah, they're all like cool science. There's a bunch of different franchises as well.
They had they have like a little toad crochet.
Oh, can you sad. Tended in by toad.
Look, show you the toad.
And they've got patches too. I've been trying to like when you go on camp, people have like camp blankets to like keep them warm, and they put all like badges and stuff on them.
Yeah.
So I didn't really want a camp blanket because I'm not that kind of girly.
Okay.
But I bought a lab coat ages ago in the thought that I thought that was quite funny.
Yeah.
As an option to put like patches on.
That's a cool idea.
But I also like the idea of adding in some that aren't maybe scout badges just for fun to try and like... Just have some random ones that would like throw people off.
Yeah, why not?
So you've got ideas now. You're sort of vlogging all of these ideas.
Yeah, we sort of have to come back. And
We'll have time to do more laps. Yeah. What was in the Back to the Future section? Is there anything mega
exciting? I think it was blueprints like that. That's
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Goldie Wilson one. Yeah, I saw that one earlier, I think, when we came by.
Yeah,
the Save the Clock Tower stuff is cool, too. Yeah. That's cool. The Enchantment Under the Sea dance. Nice.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, let's continue our quest. What's jumped out at you so far? Is there any merch that you've seen that you particularly like?
The crochet toad?
Crochet toad.
Or there's a crochet Totoro. Chonka Chew.
Oh, that's cool. Chonka Chew's only a fiver.
I know.
I think you should add him on top of whatever else.
Oh, okay. What's your favourite so far?
I don't know. There's something that's like... Oh, Sam's getting into comics. We're in danger section.
No, I don't think so. Oh, it's...
Podcast listener, we're in trouble. Sam's buying comics. Code Red.
I mean, they're like reproductions, aren't they, obviously?
Yeah.
Because the original wouldn't be.
A bit more expensive, yeah. Sure.
Oh, Pokemon.
The cartridges are very cool as well.
Yeah, I do like that. Okay. I think you need a lightsaber.
You think that's the one thing I should take away from here?
I don't think.
Yeah, we walked past, but we weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Which is very on brand for us. A big sword.
Which one?
Hmm.
Which giant sword do you like?
All of them. Hello. I wouldn't trust me with that.
No. that's kind of cool. I like the.
They're very cool though.
Minecraft-y one.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Okay. Oh, they've got more of those crochet ones.
Is there anything that's particularly jumped out at you so far? How are you doing? Smooth.
Interesting.
I really like those Pokeballs. I think they're really cool.
Yeah, they're quite unique, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I've not seen those before, so that's the thing that jumps out at me about them.
Okay, which one would you get? The Snorlax? Maybe.
That's the tricky bit, trying to find a...
Or the Charizard one is cool.
Yeah, Charizard. Or even Charmander's quite cute, too.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm just trying to encourage you to buy things. I'm here to be a bad influence. Okay. What about this guy?
Well, oh, it's that thing from...
It's Lola.
That terrible... You know,
oh, you only knew because you looked at them there.
Yeah, I know, I did. I only know because I looked at them. I'm not going to lie.
That very, very minor was, character from the...
Yeah, it was totally cheap. I'm not going to even try and pretend that I knew that for sure.
Yeah, I think you need to start a Pokemon card collection.
I think that's a dangerous thing for me to start.
This one.
Starting with this one.
Oh, those capes are good.
Yeah, they do. They look really cool.
But
my concern is that I would want to eat immediately.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Which would be a problem.
What have you seen?
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool. I mean, you have no way of playing.
Oh, that's the Star Wars game.
Oh,
do you have
that
one?
Race Squadron. I don't have that game.
Oh, you should.
I have Racer.
Pod Racer.
I think I do have Pod Racer.
And that's the one that runs at like 2 frames a second.
Stuff in here.
That's cool.
These are cool because they're kind of...
They're actual old toys.
Yeah, like old.
What's this?
Is that Admiral Akbar?
That is indeed Admiral Akbar. It says it at the bottom, look, see?
It's Admiral Akbar.
Sam, I think you found the thing. Oh, this guy? It's pretty gorgeous, dude.
Is that Emperor Palpatine as well?
Palpatine!
No way.
This is also pretty stunning. This E.T. pencil sharpener.
Oh, I think you should get that.
You
if
think
I'm
I should
get
the E.T.
Apple
pencil
sharpener? You should get the
you think,
pencil
sharpener. I mean, just... If you want it. See, the thing with these stores is you can only get... Well, you can only get it once. I know I saw that earlier, and I was like, that's pretty good.
Oh, that's really cute.
I know, isn't it cute?
I think you should definitely get it. Or one of these. I think we might have found our store, maybe.
Yeah, I think we might have found this. There's also these dangerous buckets down here that are just full of toys.
Hmm. Maybe. Maybe the Admiral Akbar.
I think you should get Admiral Akbar.
Okay.
I think he's stunning.
Oh, look at this. Oh, that's cool. There's loads of gremlin stuff here as well.
There is quite a lot of gremlin stuff here.
This is good stuff. Have you seen the Chip and Dale boat?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So strange.
It is pretty cool. I also saw this Mickey, but I can't start a Funko Pops collection.
Oh, are they Funko? Is that a Funko Pop?
I think that is a Funko Pop, yeah. I just can't. It's too dangerous for me. Once I start, it won't end. You know?
Yeah.
That's the danger. It's the risk.
Knight Rider? There was a Knight Rider Playmobil? Okay.
Of course there was.
I guess so.
There's a Playmobil of everything if you look hard enough.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah, okay.
Hmm.
There's so much stuff now. The more you look, the more you...
Yeah, this is the thing. Like, as you say, like, the deeper you go, the more likely you are to find.
That's just very stupid, isn't it? The Wolverine.
But I like it, though.
No, I like it.
I also like this guy. Wiggly Pikachu.
Oh, that's cool.
He's a cutie.
Sorry,
the best is this one.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. There's so much stuff to look at. That's the thing. Comics?
Yeah.
Again, I'm scared of comics.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Once you start it, you were interested in this earlier.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this. Ooh, what's this?
They are super cute. Like, especially the, like, fish in these fish bowls.
Yeah.
Mm. Like Magikarp.
Look at the Magikarp.
Stunning. Stunning.
That's good, isn't it?
I know, right?
Mm. Okay, that's interesting.
This is pretty cool as well. The
app. That's cool.
I like these as well.
No,
there's just so many.
I always get muddled up between and atst. Atst. A-T-S-T?
Oh, it's
that's AT-AT, right?
AT-AT, yes.
And then the chicken walkers are AT-ST, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
I'm on it.
Couldn't tell you
what
they stand for.
I did know. I just doubted myself.
I mean, these are cool. I quite like the dog tree.
Yeah, they are really cool.
Or that thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah, cool. Interesting.
And the old DSs are really cool as well.
Yeah.
Oh, he got the Snorlax one.
Oh no.
Pop figures, look away, don't buy them. Dangerous, dangerous, don't buy pop figures. Greg, don't buy any pop figures.
What are you buying now?
Greg, in the edit, I will be very angry at you if you bought a pop figure.
What were you tempted by before?
Oh, pop figures?
Wind Waker figures, was it?
Oh yeah, maybe. It's something from that store is probably the most tempting
thing
I've found.
I hope that Admiral Akbar's still there.
Huh? I hope Admiral Akbar is still there, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the risk you take with these type of stalls where they've only got one of everything. You don't take that opportunity.
Oh, here's more fig pins.
I know. They're everywhere once you see them once. They appear everywhere.
Doctor Who, that's cool. Doctor Who. Oh, look at these Daleks.
Yeah, some Daleks.
Cool. Star Trek stuff.
So there's some Star Trek stuff as well for all your Star Trek needs. I don't know a lot about Star Trek. You took me to the cinema once to watch it and I didn't understand what was happening.
It's okay, you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. See, if I wanted a baby step, I could get the Biddy Pops. Dude, yeah. this doesn't take up too much space.
Well, it would if you get hundreds and hundreds of them,
though. Nah, don't tell me about that. It's fine, don't worry. I won't have hundreds at the beginning. Okay, right. What do you want to go back to? Oh, Hitman's over there, be careful. Don't misbehave. Okay. Kill us.
That's a cool question. That's a cool question.
Right, anywhere you want to go back to?
Kind of want to see the Chunky Chew again.
The Chunky Chew. Okay, let's go see the Chunky Chew.
Maybe I'll get that.
Okay, that's a good. It's a good deal. The Chunky Chew. He was only a fiver.
I know.
But he may be gone. It's a hard knock life. You know.
Well, Pikachu.
If he's gone, he's gone. I'm hoping you get the Chunky Chew you've always wanted and needed.
I do. That's the only Chunky Chew I've seen.
Oh yeah, that's true. There's not a lot of Chunky Chew around.
That's true. Distinct lack of the chew.
I'm happy to report the Chunky Chew is still available. Code Red.
Why is it still
available? Because it's stupid.
Why is it still here?
I don't know. You go again. Is he a money box? No, he's not. Is he just a thing to store stuff in?
Or is it like a handy container? I don't know. I mean, you can put things in there.
Yeah.
I can hide my...
Your trinkets.
My trinkets in there.
That's true. Oh, is there like...
How does that...
Oh, no, it is a money box.
Oh, it's a money box.
It's a money box.
Oh, okay.
To store all your money in. Are you going to get a Chunky Chew? He's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you're going to get a Chunky Chew? I think there's a couple of stores the other way I'd like to look at again.
Okay.
But yeah, you get Chunky Chew. He's beautiful.
Okay.
Hiya.
Oh, hello. Can I get,
right, if we... this
those,
gorgeous
please.
Beauty.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
We will have to do the math. Sam owes me a fiver. Don't forget, Greg. Sam owes you a fiver.
Well, we could probably just call it quits on the pizza because the pizza was like £11, £10.
No, a drink as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine. I'm. Yeah, we'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. We'll figure it out later. I'm going to have another look at pins while I'm here.
Yes, you should definitely.
I can't refuse looking at pins. I do not need a pin badge for work that says 6-7. That is a terrible idea for me.
You should definitely. You'll get it.
The children would kill me.
Oh, please wear it to Explorers.
Oh, Explorers would be funny. But, like, work would be bad. I think I'm good.
You're not tempted by one of these?
No, a little bit, but I'm good. I think.
Which one are you?
We'll keep going. I'll find something.
Oh,
look at you zooming in.
Oh, that's the duck you like.
The duck.
What's the duck you like?
Donald.
Donald, yeah. That duck.
Smooth.
I don't know. Get my ducks confused.
Because they're not like official Disney pins. They're
not?
Yeah, they're all like just made by whoever.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Those ones. They're less tempting to me.
Oh, okay. But there was a store with official ones.
Yes, I think there might be some around. But
yeah, I'm just going to point. I can't justify £35 on a thing. I don't
that
think.
Is fair. But the real pros, the toad.
Yeah, the toad is still there for some reason. I don't know why.
Can I tempt you with that toad?
Can I show you the toad?
Yeah, show me the toad.
It's our
oh, he's adorable. His hands creepy,
hands.
But I kind of like him being creepy-handed.
Are you tempted by?
I'm not tempted by the toad.
Well,
Are you tempted by the
other ones. Look at this Kirby with the Pikachu hat on.
That is pretty cute.
I think you need that.
It's pretty cute.
All this Mario.
The Mario is quite ridiculous as well. I like the way he comes with two different colours of hair.
Mm.
Somebody ran out.
Yeah, for his different...
Somebody ran out.
No.
Code Red, someone ran out.
It's just the ageing process. Oh, look at that turtle as well. That's cool.
Yeah, there's some cute
stuff. Have you seen the Totoro as well?
Yeah, oh, the Totoro is really cute.
Yeah, but what's better, the Totoro or the Toad?
Toro. No? Have you seen that Bulbasaur art?
Very cool.
Oh, it's Snappy. That is very good.
I think you need that one.
I think I need that one.
What are you getting? Yeah, something.
I don't know what I'm getting yet. Sorry. I haven't figured myself out. Go on, you go there, and I'll go here. I can't get into Pokemon cards. It's too dangerous. I'll have no money if I get into Pokemon cards. It would be terrible for everyone involved. just don't look when you buy cards. Yeah, is that like, boop? I don't know. That Kirby is super cute.
I didn't see the penguin.
And the penguin with the strawberry is also super cute.
Is that a reference to
You're
something?
Tempted by these crochet things, aren't you?
Yeah.
I also quite like Snappy as Captain America.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
And little Toothless.
Mm. Okay.
And maybe. A little Demogorgon as well.
Mm, cute.
It's cute in a creepy way.
Oh, look at this Garfield as well. He's so sassy.
He looks so grumpy. That's great.
Oh, okay.
I love him.
Okay.
You're tempted.
Okay. Maybe I'll get one. I don't know which one.
You can get one. It's very mature and sensible. To get one.
Is it? Okay, I don't know. Maybe I'll come back.
Sure. It's up to you. We're here now.
Okay. Which one do you like?
You're not buying it for me.
Yeah, Toad is cool. But yeah, I see what you mean about the creepy hands.
Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin him for you.
But I like the... Garfield is funny.
Garfield is quite funny.
Garfield's kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, Garfield's funny.
Totoro, yeah, maybe.
You going for Totoro?
I don't know.
He's cute. He is cute.
But you don't see many crochet toads, do you?
You don't. No, that's true. You don't see many crochet toads. It's true. Well, we can loop back if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this Garfield's very funny, though.
He is very grumpy.
I don't know.
This is quite good as well.
Oh, it's the... Yes.
The wiggles. The like dust mites.
Yes.
Yes.
They're cool. All right.
They probably
yeah,
have
we'll
a name
back, shall we? Yeah, but Toad might go. I don't know. Okay. I will wrap around. We'll wrap back.
We're going back.
We'll definitely get one. I'm just not sure. Have a think. You hinted to my one of the prints.
The art was quite good. Yeah. I think I'm okay. There wasn't anything that I was like, oh my God, I need it. Actually, I didn't look in every section though.
Okay.
I looked at everything that was Star Wars, aggressively. And I did have a quick look through Back to the Future. Oh, you showed me the Blues Brothers one.
That's really cool.
Which is cool, but...
Oh, where was that Star Wars one with Darth Vader with a rock?
Yeah, he was somewhere, I can't remember, about there-ish where you are. I think maybe a bit further back.
Oh, it may have been sold, that rock one. That's a shame.
This is some, like, Dune stuff. Demolition Man, Doctor Who, Discworld, Dad's Army. You don't see much Dad's Army merch.
You do.
There you go. It's proper old school, that is. I love it. 40 Towers.
Oh, here he is.
There he is. I think that's pretty good, Sam. I think that's pretty damn good. If you want to go for it, you go for it.
I mean, that's very silly, though.
Half of this is going to be mumbling songs, this audio. Never mind, it's fine, I'll go for a note.
Oh.
Fix it in post.
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
It'll be fine. Oh yeah, you showed me that Isla Nublar one. That one's pretty good. The Jaw stuff is also pretty good. You briefly showed me some of the James Bond ones.
Do we need
ones.
This? Do I?
Yes.
Do I need Darth Vader in a
Yes. Yes.
It does look majestic.
Yes. Bye. Now's the time to buy it as well. Yeah, now we're kind of at the end of the day. I think now's the right time. I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Knight Rider.
The Kraken.
What have we got back here? Some Lord of the Rings.
All right, I'll get this, maybe. Maybe I'll get this.
You're holding it in your hand.
Okay, I'm fine, I'll get it.
You got to buy it now, you're touching it.
I hadn't even considered this as being an idea, but it's genius.
Is it? I mean, it's pretty stunning.
Don't know where I'm going to put them, but yes.
I think you should get it, Sam.
Okay.
I think undeniably it's a worthwhile purchase.
Undeniably.
Right, you getting Darth Vader in a ruffle? It's pretty stunning.
It's a good question that you
I'm
asked.
I'm not going to tell you it's bad because it isn't. It's great. Buy it.
Okay, all right.
You deserve it. Go flirt with these nice people.
Oh, is it these people?
Yeah.
It's these people.
Boom.
Sam's second purchase of the day complete.
No judgment on my terrible purchase?
There is no judgment. No judgment. There is no judgment at this time. None of your expenses have been particularly high.
I think you're
high,
you're enabling me. That's the problem. I'm not normally buying.
I don't like the term enabler.
Darth Vader in a rough. Is that a good idea, Greg? Yes, you should definitely
need this. I mean, I'm happy to enable other people to spend money. Okay. But I shouldn't.
What did you need?
I don't know. I think I like this stall over here, the one with all the toys.
Like the really second
hand stuff.
So
let's go back there.
Okay.
I also kind of like the Pokeball store as well. So
yeah,
we
they're
might pop
unique,
over.
But they're very...
It's definitely thinning out. We're looking, it's like 10 to 3 now. So it's definitely getting quieter, which is cool because it makes it easier to trawl through all the stuff they have.
And right, this Akbar shelf is
wonder why. It's particularly beautiful to me for like a nice retro trinket from.
Oh, it's still there. This is
today's.
So cool.
It is very cool.
Well, is it? Oh, it is the official. It's official Nintendo.
Yeah. Actually, I see that.
I mean, that is cool.
We'll get it then. What about this cool yo-yo with Sonic on?
Cool.
This is what I think you should get.
Admiral Akbar.
He's stunning.
Okay.
He's got action as well. He's called a bendem, so presumably he bends.
Okay, well, what will I... What do I do with it?
I don't know. Love it, appreciate it, enjoy it, etc.
No, I don't... Yeah...
Maybe. I'm just here to enable you to buy things.
I'll buy it if you buy something. There you go.
I will buy something.
Okay, what are you buying?
I just need to figure out what I'm going to buy.
This beautiful...
I'm going to continue adventuring.
Okay.
I have not been tempted at this time, but I will find something.
You could get a cake.
I could get a
delicious
cake.
Delicious Sonic cake.
Oh, there's Brian Blessed. On the left.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That's cool. Brian Blessed is
You've there. Sinned Brian Blessed from afar.
I haven't
afar.
Seen Pikachu yet, though.
How do you feel about having sinned Brian Blessed from afar?
In the flesh, yes.
In the flesh.
You can hear him before you see him.
You can hear him before you see him. I'm sure he's being picked up on microphone.
He's so loud.
I think Brian Blessed might be here. Just the vibe I get.
I think he would be a bad roommate to live with, do you think?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, that would be horrendous.
Which one do you like?
I know I said no mystery bags.
The Dragonite one's cool.
I know I said no mystery bags, but do mystery Pokeballs count?
No, I mean, they all look very cool, so I think you're...
That's the thing.
I don't think there's any that I don't like, really. Well, some I like
There's some that I don't know who they are, but that's just due to my inexperience of Pokemon, you know?
Oh, I like the egg... Trio one. It's just egg yolk.
It's just an egg yolk. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they are cool. Okay.
They are really cool.
I think they move, they articulate the arms as well.
Oh, do they? That's cool.
Oh, well, some of the ones with arms, obviously.
The Snorlax one is pretty stunning. And this one also is pretty great.
Yeah, that's...
Because he's essentially a Pokeball anyway. And Polygon as well. Pretty good too.
Yeah, that's very cool. Oh, Togepi as well. Yeah, anything Togepi. That's round anyway is quite good. And the Pikachu is cool.
Pikachu's a classic.
Have you seen the Jigglypuff?
The Jigglypuff is pretty stunning.
It's got the microphone.
Oh, it's holding the microphone as well. That's even better.
I mean...
There's a lot of good options.
Okay.
But I shouldn't buy three. I think Emily would be annoyed if I bought three.
Yeah, but it's a good deal.
It is a good deal.
Which three are you going to get?
Which three are you going to get?
Theoretically, if you were going to get three.
If I was going to get three.
Yes.
There's so many good options, that's the problem.
Three's a good deal, but how do you narrow it down to
three? Yeah.
I know, that's the thing.
How do you choose?
Well, it's easy if you get a set, right? So I saw, the Squirtle, Waterturtle, Blastoise.
Yeah, but, cool.
Or you can just kind of, there are some that just pull out, don't they?
Yes, exactly, yeah. Like Trubbish, for example, is a Pokemon that speaks to my personality.
So in Pokopia, Trubbish keeps trying to move into my house. And I keep saying no. Go away, Trubbish.
Trubbish.
So smelly.
Trubbish is so good.
Oh, look at the Ninetales one. That's quite elaborate.
Yeah, it is.
That's good.
I know, Sam.
What's the best? I do like that.
What's
that
the best?
Very cool.
I don't know. It's so hard.
The Mew one is really cool as well.
Oh, that's cool. I like the tail.
Jeez. I need some evidence from recording that you forced me into buying one of these. If you could,
no, it's just light encouragement.
What? I feel forced.
Which one do you want? Which one?
I don't know.
Choose. I choose. Which one do you choose? Oh, the Psyduck.
I don't know.
Is, I don't love the Psyduck, actually.
Oh, Sam, there's too many good options. That's the problem. I do quite like the Poliwhirl as well.
Yes. Yeah, that works because it's
already round rounded. Yeah.
And so does the other one, but I forgot the name.
But then, if, I think it also works if they have a round head, like Psyduck. Mm-hmm. Looks great.
Yeah.
As well.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Electrobuzz is cool. They're all cool. Yes. Also, Trubbish is hilarious.
I do really like Trubbish. He's one of the ones that's probably calling to me the most.
Oh, look at the Meowth as well.
I did see the Meowth. And then the Lapras is also pretty stunning as well. Sam, this is dangerous. But the problem is there's not one that I'm like, oh my god, I need it.
No.
There's loads that I like a lot.
Okay, there's not one.
But
that
there's
you
not
love.
One that I'm like, oh my god, I desperately need that. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Which is a problem.
Which one did you first was shouting out to you?
Snorlax is probably the one that spoke to me first.
Yeah. 1%, I've just saved it.
But then like
Trubbish and
Trubbish. No, I'm not doing three. Oh, okay. I can't do three.
Yeah, three. I'll save
that
as well. Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Okay.
Right, let's just go shelf by shelf. Let's do this logically. Right, so bottom shelf first, right?
What's logical?
Pikachu is sensible, right? It's a good safe bet.
Okay.
Right.
Jigglypuff?
No. I mean, with the microphone, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, without the microphone, no. But with the microphone,
yeah.
Cool. Polly, well.
Oddish is also pretty great. It's not immediately obvious it's Oddish. This is hard.
The crab man?
The polygon is good. Huh? What did you say? Bartman?
Crab man?
Crab
What's
man.
It called?
Crabby.
Crabby, sorry. I don't know.
Crab man.
I thought you were more. Crab man and Grendel.
Whatever that is?
Yep. You've played all these Pokemon games.
I would recognize them
like,
in the
You should
hall.
Know more about Pokemon than I do.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, Primer and Muck.
Yes.
Star is cool. Okay.
I'm on the second up shelf.
Hadouf is cool. Cider, yeah, cool.
I think I'm just going to end up buying Trubbish. I've looked through all of these and I'm going to end up going back to Trubbish. Mm-hmm. I can sense it already.
I mean, he is the coolest Pokemon.
Is there one you're looking for that you want and you don't see? No.
I'm just seeing lots of wonderful things and I have to pick which one out of those wonderful things
oh,
I want.
Oh, look at Slowpoke.
It's basically where I'm at.
That's
but
fair enough.
I think the answer is Trubbish. Because, yes.
The answer is always
Trubbish. Because it speaks to me.
Have you played Pokopia?
Not yet,
oh,
no.
Good,
it's
yes.
on my it's on my to-do list.
Then you will fall in love with Trubbish.
Oh.
It's so cool.
Fine, I'll have Trubbish if you insist. Thank you so much.
Cool. I'm playing Pokopia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly I found a love for Trubbish that I never had before.
There you go.
Yes. Oh, it's cool.
There also is the 3D printed knitted stuff there as well.
Yeah.
Like some, the Porg. Did you see that Porg?
I do like the Porg. Mm. You don't see many 3D printed crocheted Porgs around, do you?
No, that is true.
I was looking at the, I don't know what to get.
Is there anything else you want to look at?
Well, I'd either Admiral Akbar or the crochet something.
Okay, well, do you want to go look at Akbar?
Yeah, we'll see if Akbar's still for sale.
I'm sure he is.
And the toad. I keep thinking someone's going to buy the crochet toad.
Do you want that toad with the wiggly
but they
hands?
Don't.
I kind of like the creepy hands because it makes me laugh. Mm. Like every time you see those creepy little hands, you're going to enjoy it because it's funny.
Oh, he is still there.
But also, I'm so surprised.
Is that, don't need an
is that a five or a six?
Six, I think.
I think it's six.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much a
I
six.
I do think it's a six.
Which
okay.
are you getting? Or are you having to buy something else? Right?
I think
you,
I'm
you
good.
Think you're done.
Okay. I think I'm done.
Okay.
But don't let that stop me.
Okay.
I wanted to get a trinket, but I wasn't sure what it was, and
okay.
I wanted to sort of peruse the options. I have perused the options.
Yes. Okay.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I might get one.
Do it. Should we go look at the crochet things?
Okay.
Yes. They're 2 aisles back there.
Too tempted. I'm trying to save money as well, but I'm not doing a crochet.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
Like, I'm not going to.
Who doesn't
you know.
Need a crochet?
Yeah. And just you look at it and it will bring you joy.
Okay.
And that's important in this world that we live in. Inspirational words, blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada.
Is Toad still there? Toad is still there. And Totoro is still there. And Garfield is cool. I'm not a big fan of Garfield, but I do like that Garfield.
Yeah, he looks grumpy.
He does look especially grumpy. But Toad is cool, though.
Toad is cool. And also the Totoro is the other thing you were looking at, who is very cute.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Totoro is cool. Yeah, maybe I'll get Totoro. I do like Totoro. I do have a Totoro poster as well.
Yeah, are you going for Totoro?
I don't have any Toads. Yeah, I think so. Okay, I'm going
to go. I have a Totoro poster.
Can I get that one? Oh, thank you.
Awesome.
Is that good?
Yeah, good.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, all right. And now let's leave.
You want to go before you buy anything else? Okay, right. Look at that. Wander out.
Cute bag as well.
Yeah, she gave you a cute bag.
Dear, I can't believe I spent...
That's what it's for, though. That's what this adventure is for.
Oh, I thought you said money is for...
For spending, yeah.
For specifically...
For spending money, yeah.
Yes.
It's perfect.
You don't need anything else?
I think I'm good. I think it would be dangerous for me to buy anything else.
Who are these people?
I don't know. A religious man.
He's cosplaying as...
He's cosplaying as the concept of religion. Okay.
Did you know they're remaking Halo again for the third
time? It's about time, to be fair. I feel like...
it's been at least 3 years.
And do you want a picture with Slimer?
Oh, we need a photo, actually. Yes. Do we need both of us?
We can squeeze in. That's fine. I can do a selfie mode. If I do it in 0.5, then it will zoom out far
enough.
And
for the Instagram as well.
Vaguely. I forgot how to do selfies. Don't worry, stand by. Okay. I know how to use my phone.
Oh,
perfect.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Can't believe.
You bought some beautiful stuff, man. I see no issues with the things that you've purchased today. Should we have a sit down, talk through our purchases, talk about how our little adventure was?
Yes, okay.
Okay, great.
Let's do that. Oh, we didn't see Pikachu.
No, we didn't even see Pikachu.
Missold.
That was the one thing
the main
we came
draw.
For.
Or maybe Pikachu was busy.
Maybe Pikachu was busy. That's true.
Oh, okay.
I was going to cut through this way. In maybe the hope Pikachu of had not other getting events. Run over in the busiest car park in the world.
Maybe he had other events to go to.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he was just like a pop-up kind of guy. Or had like specific meet and greet times and we just happened to not be there.
Oh,
for the
maybe. He was only there from like 10 to 11 or something.
I feel like Pikachu has to do short shifts, you know. He's a... If you don't arrive between the right 10 minutes, then
so.
Pikachu...
Pikachu gets bored easily, I guess.
Yeah, he does. Realistically, he's going to overheat in that costume.
Oh,
in that
yeah, can you imagine?
Yeah, that's what's actually happening.
If you want some realism,
there's what's actually happening.
To the shade.
To the shade. And then we'll have a little sit for five, have a little chat, a debrief, then we'll, and then we'll go. Okay. And then we'll be done. Mission complete. A successful day at the Comic Con.
Yeah,
how did you find your first ever Comic-Con, Sam?
I enjoyed it a lot, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it's sensible to do a smaller Comic-Con like this.
Yeah.
Rather than go to the really big ones.
So you actually have something to compare this to, whereas
yes.
I don't. But
yeah.
I was impressed by the stores.
There's a good variety of stores. There was a lot more variety than I was expecting.
Yes.
So when we kind of did our first lap, I was a little bit concerned that it was a bit too small.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we... came back a bit later after we'd had some food and went back in, it was better because it was quieter and we had more time to like properly look at stores and find some real treats.
Some real treasures we found.
The real treasures, yeah.
But the more time we spent, the more beautiful, one of a kind pieces of art we found.
Exactly. Well, shall we briefly talk about the wonderful things that we bought, Sam?
Do you want me to start with my...
Mine's quick and easy.
I was going to say all the way from Japan. I think it's actually made in China, but I think it's Japanese
inspired.
I think it's inspired by the original large...
So I think that this is an old toy of some description.
Yes.
Actually,
it's dated. There's a date on the back of 1995, 96, 98.
Wow.
So I think it is actually from 1998.
Wow.
Because it is the original Pikachu design.
Yeah, it's Chonky Pikachu, and he is standing atop a small blue box,
And we realized once we picked up the small blue box that he had a like one of those turny things on the bottom that you can get coins out of.
Yes.
And then we were like, oh, it's a money box. And then I couldn't figure out how you get the coins in for a minute because I assumed you put them in Chonky Pikachu's head.
No.
But no. No, there's just a tiny little hole in the back of the box at the bottom, which is where you shove in your coins. But
yeah, beautiful original design.
It will encourage you to save more money. It's basically
about like maybe a pound I could save in this.
I think that that will that purchase will make its money back for
oh,
you.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think that you've just gonna put you've really to work. Spent any money on that.
Oh, I mean, I would be losing money really.
I think it's a profitable purchase.
And that was only the. Are we going to take us?
If you wish, if you want to.
Yeah. It was away from Japan. It was five of your. English pounds.
It's incredible. What a great deal.
I know. I don't know why anyone hadn't bought it until I purchased it, until I went.
That is so, very yes. strange.
Do you want to talk about your beautiful
yeah, sure. So I can briefly talk about my purchase. So I, as we went in the first time, saw a store that had like 3D printed Pokeballs, but the Pokeballs were like shaped like different Pokemon. The first one that really caught my eye was Snorlax, and I was tempted by him. And after far too much time trying to figure out what to get. I ended up with Trubbish, which is surprising for me because normally I go for like a first gen.
Yeah.
But Trubbish is hilarious.
Yeah. Of all the later gen Pokemon, Trubbish is definitely up there in the mix of yeah. great Pokemon.
I think when Trubbish's design first came out, we joked about it because we were like, they've run out of Pokemon ideas. Yes. It's literally rubbish.
Well,
they've
trash bag type was the Pokemon, right? And
yes.
Trubbish, and then Garbodor is the evolution.
Yes, exactly. And bigger. We laughed about this when it came
we
out.
Did.
But it speaks to my personality, I think, so I'm quite happy.
It's one of the best.
Having Trubbish as my option.
Yeah, no, Trubbish is an amazing choice.
You have two more beautiful purchases.
Oh, okay. Should we go with the...
Are you brave enough to talk about them?
I don't know quite how to describe this. Beautiful piece of artwork. But you
it
know,
is
like
beautiful piece of artwork.
The old portraits of like great leaders and like kings and queens.
Yeah.
Well, this is Darth Vader wearing like one of those old ruffs that like King Henry VIII would have worn.
Mm.
So he was very kingly.
See, I think I've seen a portrait of William Shakespeare.
Oh,
Yes. Exactly like this, except they've just put Darth Vader's head on top of William Shakespeare.
You're right. It's very Shakespeare-esque.
And I think it's utterly hilarious, and I think it's a stunning purchase.
I agree. Yes.
Do you want to talk about the price of that?
Well, I mean, you can't really put a price on art, but if you would want to, then it's £10.
Yeah, but it will only appreciate in value. Art always goes up in value.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Oh,
I didn't mention mine. This is an unfair... I spent £12 on my stupid Pokeball,
okay.
So, you
that's
know.
Fine. Yeah.
So, you know. And then last but not least, Sam bought one more thing because he couldn't help himself.
I couldn't choose.
See, normally Emily is here to control me from buying all this random toot, but this time around, she hasn't, so... I bought random toot that I probably didn't need. But I think she'll enjoy it. I enjoy Trubbish, so I think it's fine.
Does Emily share your love of the Trubbish?
Of course.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Trubbish is a legend.
Like
exactly.
Yeah, so this is a beautiful...
You spent a lot of time trying to decide which
crocheted, they're all crocheted
character you would like.
Hand crocheted characters. There was a few to choose from. There was a toad.
There was a toad with weird hands.
Yeah, the hands kind of put me up a little bit. They're kind of like jazz hands.
It reminded me of like Everything Everywhere All at Once, where the hands are like...
Oh, okay.
That's what he reminded me of.
Like octopus kind of
hands,
wibbly-wobbly
penis
hands.
Yes.
I could have said that. But yes, there was that. And then there was also a very grumpy-looking Garfield that I was also tempted by.
Yeah.
But I ended up with Totoro.
Who looks super cute,
very cute. And looks great in...
Once again, you've gone for a Chonky character.
Of course.
That's a double chonk from you.
And Darth Vader.
And Darth Vader, who is
Darth
obviously
chonky
not chonky.
As well?
He's beautiful.
He doesn't really eat very much, does he? I don't actually know what his diet is.
I don't know. Me neither. I've never asked.
Yeah, those are amazing purchases.
But I think we had a fun day out.
I don't think you'd find these things anywhere else. And there's lots of like independent artists and stalls and...
Yeah, there's a lot. There's definitely a lot to look at and take in.
Yeah.
We sadly didn't meet Pikachu. Apart from the one that you purchased.
Yes.
But there's always next time. If we want to come back, we might come back next year when hopefully it will be bigger and better than ever before.
Yes, yes. This is only the second year, isn't it? So
yeah.
it can only grow bigger. More celebrities. And there were celebrities there. We heard Brian Blessed.
Yeah, we did. We saw Brian Blessed from afar.
Yes, and
which is quite the celebrity, right?
He's definitely the biggest. I think he was the biggest name.
He was the name that I knew.
Yes.
Which is, you know.
And then people, I think people coming up to him and asking for impressions or to say certain lines.
Yes, I think so. But that's normal because, like, obviously he's a big character, isn't he? And he has a very specific voice.
Yes.
Which I think people enjoy.
Special voice.
So, yeah. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on this slightly different adventure. We hope you've enjoyed it.
Yes.
And we're doing something a little bit different next month. We're going to be talking about a film of a video game.
A classic film.
A classic film of a video game. If you'd like to join us along in the next month, make sure you watch Tomb Raider.
Yes.
The classic film.
The original Tomb Raider.
The original Tomb Raider film.
Early 2000s?
From the early 2000s.
Yes.
Which is sure to be a great film.
Yes, because video game movies are generally pretty good.
Indeed they are. So we look forward to watching that with you. If you have any comments or whatever, let us know. We'd love to hear them. Maybe they'll get featured in the show. Which is cool. So yeah, thank you so much everyone for listening to Gas About Games. If anyone wants to get in touch, how would they do that?
Oh yes, you need to email us hello@gasaboutgames.com and also follow us on Instagram and the Blue Sky.
Nice.
And some of the platforms might be there as well.
At Gas About Games.
Is the handle.
Smooth, very nice.
On those.
So thank you everyone so much for listening. Have a lovely month and we will see you again at the beginning of next month. Goodbye.